Welcome to 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter. I'm glad you're with us today. I want to talk about what do you really want? What do you want? What do I want? What do we want in life? And I'm going to give you a little preview. If you look around you, you'll see that what you wanted, you have. And that's sometimes a very unsettling, convicting kind of awareness to come to. But we're going to get to that discussion in just a minute. 721 Live is the radio arm of 721 Ministries. Check out our website, www.721ministries.org. That's the numbers, 721ministries.org. We have on that website a Putting Green blog, which is a write-up, a short write-up, a recap of what we talk about on the radio show and what we do during the week in our various businessmen's lunches across the upstate. We have on it radio archived shows that you can go back and pick up shows we've done in the past and a lot of other things. So check out www.721ministries.org. Okay, last week we talked about trajectories under the umbrella of New Year's resolutions. Now, I like New Year's resolutions, but I read a study just the other day, 6% of New Year's resolutions actually are achieved. So I really wanted to make the point in our last show that New Year's resolutions is not really where we want to be. We want to really be about change in our heart. And change in our heart then allows God to transform us as we look to Him, as we seek to get closer to Jesus and have Him as our real Lord, not just our Savior. We throw out that term, He's my Lord and Savior, and we really don't really think about what Lord means. Lord means He is guiding your life. He is whom you're looking to. Who you're following is He is in command of your life and you want Him to be. That is the way you seek transformation, and these New Year's resolutions then become realities in the sense of growing more spiritually and even from a physical and a mental sense, a body, mind, spirit thing. I was using the word last week, trajectory. You see, whatever trajectory you're on is going to lead you, you're going to end up at a certain point. And I love to ask this question, is where are you going, where you want to be when you get there? In all aspects of your life, but using these four categories, body, mind, spirit, and how you interact with others and help others, what is your trajectory? Because if you say, well, it's kind of flat right now, it's really not flat. It's a negative trajectory. And the interesting thing to me about, and you folks that are gun people, you know what I mean when I say a rifle is so much more accurate than a pistol because a rifle has that longer barrel and you move it just ever so slightly and you might not miss your target by as much. But a pistol, you move it ever so slightly and the end result can be feet, yards, miles away from your original target. Well, in a positive sense, when you've got certain areas of your life that you know are flat or C minus or maybe even a D minus or an F or just really not finding the full rich life that Jesus has for you, if you'll just bump the trajectory a little bit now, today, this year, down the road, you'll be amazed at where you end up away from where you didn't want to be. If that makes any sense, let me set the table with this question that I started the show with. What do you want? What do you want? Have you really stopped to examine this question? Really think about it. What do I want? What do I really want? What, if I could name the list, what I say is the most important things to me that I would have, possess, find, know? And I'll answer that question for you. I'll give you a little help. Listen to this quote. If you look at what you've ended up with, then you'll know what you've actually been seeking. If you look around your life and see what you have, the bottom line is that's actually what you've been seeking. Now, you may say, whoa, that's not true. I never sought to be divorced. I never sought to have a bad marriage. I never sought to be... Well, the truth is you did. You just didn't know it. I'll give you a little bit of slack. I'll say, well, maybe you just did not want it enough to avoid it. But let me just throw this out. If you're too busy, stressed all the time by all that comes at your way each day, too much, then the truth is that's what you wanted. That's what you wanted, or else you wouldn't have it. If you didn't want it, you wouldn't have it. If you're overweight or you're out of shape, maybe your weight's okay, but you're not in good condition, you know it, then you know what? That's what you wanted. If you're drowning in possessions that at this point have started to possess you, then you know what? That's what you wanted. If your marriage is stale, or worse, or let's say your relationship with your children is not where you want it to be, or with your parents, or with anyone, that's what you wanted. And let me really pop you in the nose kindly and lovingly, but if you've got a, I don't like to use the word religion, but if you've got a religious life that is flat, stale, empty, if you really are a believer, not a believer, a true follower of Christ, yet you don't have the rich, full life that Jesus promised, then I'm just going to tell you bluntly, that's apparently exactly what you wanted. You see, for each of us, in these cases and in many more cases, what we have is what we wanted. It's what we sought. Like it or not, admit to it or not, you were seeking it or else you wouldn't have it. Now, again, I'll say this. At a very minimum, you didn't not want it enough to reject it or avoid it or keep it from happening. And that's my purpose. My purpose is not to beat you up. My purpose is to say, today, this year, 2010, let's bump the trajectory so that we're not having the same conversation a year from now or 5 years from now or 10 years from now. Learn that what you've got now is really what you sought or what you did not seek enough to avoid having it. And let's don't have that be the same thing down the road. If your marriage is not where you want it to be today, start afresh. Write the rest of this story in a positive way, and it's up to you to do it. If you don't, then you're just saying, I don't care enough. I don't really want it enough. You know, we can be just like plankton floating around in the ocean, you know, just absorbing whatever happens to flow through us or flow at us. And with this culture that we live in, that is not where you want to be. You will not end up where you wanted to be if you follow like that. You just float along and let it just come at you. If we don't think about what we want, and if we don't really think deeply about what we don't want, then we end up accepting just whatever. Now, see, Jesus had this penetrating way of asking whoever approached him. He would say, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want from me? You know, right off the bat, at the beginning of John, when young John and Peter's little brother Andrew are following along behind Jesus, right at the very beginning, chapter 1, I think, Jesus turns around and says, what do you want? And he wasn't saying it in a smart-alecky way. He was saying, really, I want you to think about it. What do you want? I love the story where he approaches the man. It's John chapter 5. It's the crippled man who's been laying by that pool of Siloam for all those years. The water stirs. They all think whoever can get in the quickest, the first one in is going to get healed. And Jesus looks at him, and I can just see Jesus' eyes, and he says, do you want to get well? Do you want to get well? Do you want your marriage to get well? Do you want your relationship with your children to get well? Do you want your weight to get well, or your body, your health? Do you want your mind to clear up and not carry around the bitterness, or not be, you know, I don't want to look at that Victoria's Secret catalog or that, even that pornography, or I don't want to carry around the jealousy or the bitterness or the lack of forgiveness. I don't want to have this start. Do you really? That's Jesus would say, wait a minute, before you come to me and start asking for help, I'm going to ask you first, do you really want to get well? I can just hear the inflection in his voice when he's talking to that crippled man. Do you want to be healed, or do you really just want a taxi ride? Do you really just want some help with your troubles today? Because when Jesus says, ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open, I'm telling you, I'm standing right here and I will do it. If you seek, you will find. If you ask, you will be given. If you knock, the door will be opened. We got to understand that what he's prefaced all that by saying, but don't ask if you don't really know what you want. Because God Almighty, the universe, is not going to cater and kowtow to our flippant requests. Jesus says, what do you want? Think about it deeply. What do you want? That crippled man, he really had to come to terms with, do I want to get well? And what all would be involved with a radical lifestyle change that suddenly I'm up and moving around? Do I really want that? A lot of us carry around negative feelings and hurt and pain and anger because it feels good. It doesn't really feel good, but we think it feels good. We really don't want to let it go. We really don't want to be healed of that. Jesus constantly looked at people and said, do you want? to be healed? Do you want to get better? When blind Bartimaeus came up to him, he said, what is it you want, Bartimaeus? What is it you want? Bartimaeus said, I want to see. And I know Jesus could tell in his heart, yes, he does. You know, interesting thing, James and John approached, they were brothers, and they approached Jesus, and at one point they said, we want to sit on your right hand and your left hand on your throne in the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, do you really? Do you really want that? Because I got to tell you, there's a lot that goes along with that that I don't think you understand. What is it you want? Have you even thought about yourself and what goes on in your heart for what you really want in this life? Because if you don't think about it, you'll end up with whatever comes your way. And it may be that you're seeking the wrong thing. So many of us that have reached any number of years in our life would look at younger people and say, be careful what you seek. Think about where you're going. Is where you're going where you want to be when you get there? Divorced people will always say, I can't believe that I'm divorced. Or people have been divorced twice and say, I can't believe I've been divorced twice. My family, that's not the kind of family I come from. I can't. And the truth is, the reality is, that's what you were seeking. No, you weren't seeking a divorce, but you weren't not seeking it enough to not have it. You weren't seeking what you really wanted, and so you ended up with whatever. We have to think about this. That's why Jesus would say, what is it you want? Think about what you want. Because, again, most of us really just want a taxi ride from Jesus. What we want is for him to get us out of this mess, to solve this problem, to give me this, get me that, fix him, change her. Or in rare cases, we might even say, fix me or change me. But most of the time, it's change him, fix her, get them to stop doing what they're doing, or I want them to start doing this. And when it's fixed, then we step out of the taxi and we give a little nod to God and we say, thank you for the ride. Now, don't go too far because I'm going to call you when I need you again. Oh, my. Oh, my. What do you want from God? I love to ask people, do you really want a deep relationship with your Heavenly Father? Do you really want it? Oh, yes, of course I do. I'd say you don't. Because if you don't have it, you really don't want it. And I want you to think deeply about that. Do you really want that kind of relationship with your Heavenly Father? Because he says if you want it, you'll have it. And when people say to me, look, I've tried to read the Bible in the morning. I've thought about it. You know, I did it for a few days and it just didn't mean anything to me. Or I tried, but, you know, I just can't get into it. And I'll say, well, the truth is you just don't want it. Oh, yes, I do. I say, no, you don't. Because if you really wanted it, God says, I'll make sure you have it. I'll make sure you get what you really want, but think deeply about it. Where are you in life? Do you have what you want? Is it the A-plus life that Jesus wants for you? Or is it really that kind of C-minus life that you just ended up with because you weren't thinking deeply about it? What do you want? I want to talk more about this in the second half of the show. Much more straight ahead. We'll be right back. Welcome to the second half of 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter. I'm glad you're with us. If you're just tuning in, the topic for today is, what do I want? What do I really want? And have you thought about that? Have you really thought about it? And sort of the punch in the nose, lovingly and kindly, is look around at what you have, and that's what you wanted. Or at least, at a very minimum, you did not want it enough to not let it happen. If you've got a bad marriage, it's what you wanted. Now, nobody would say they wanted a bad marriage, but think deeply about it. Do you want that same situation 10 years from now, or even a year from now? How fast will that roll by? My desire is for you to think in terms of a New Year's resolution, but not in, I want to get more organized, I want to take a trip, but to think, what do I really want, and will I do my part to achieve that, to find that, to have that? God will do immeasurably, abundantly more than anything you can ask or imagine or even think about asking or imagining to ask. He will do that for you if it's what you really want and if you've thought about it with him as your Lord and Savior. He is so willing and so ready to help you overcome, repel, delete from your life, achieve that victory over. He's so willing and so eager and so desirous to lovingly help you add to your life the positive things, to enrich your marriage, to enrich your life with Him, to enrich everything about your life. He's so willing and ready to do that. But we have to think about it. We have a role to play in that. Before we can chart the course from now on, from 2010 on, to find that A-plus life that Jesus promised, that life that is so full and so rich, we've got to come to grips with this whole idea of what do I truly want. A few years ago, I was very fond of telling friends that I wanted to learn to play the piano. Talked about it all the time. I want to learn to play the piano. Well, finally, I was challenged by one of my friends, Cubby, and he said, if you really do, then you'll go buy a piano and you'll start taking lessons. So I did. I went and bought a piano and I started taking lessons. And after a year of misery and a year of not really practicing except for when I had to, I realized that I didn't really want to learn to play the piano. I wanted to be able to play the piano, magically, I guess, but I didn't want to learn to play the piano. I had to realize that's not really what I wanted. I got to own up to that. I got to, and of course that's a minor thing, but in your life, own up to it. What you have is what you were seeking, realizing it or not, admitting to it or not. I decided about a year or two ago I wanted to learn to speak Italian. Now, I just wanted to learn a conversational Italian. So I bought a popular online software package, and I'm sure it's a good package, but that's not how I'm motivated, and I didn't get very far with it. So I bought some CDs to listen to in the car, and I did a little bit better because that is sort of part of the way I'm wired. But I came to the realization if I really wanted to learn, I had to go sign up and take some classes, because the only thing that was going to really motivate me was the fear, quite frankly, of standing in front of the class and not being able to speak the words of a homework assignment, standing looking foolish in front of the teacher. That's what I realized. Sam, you can tell everybody you want to learn to speak Italian. You can say all day long, I want to be able to speak Italian. But until you step up and do what it takes to learn. So, what New Year's resolutions have you made? And I challenge you to stop and first determine if you really want those or if you just wish for those. Jesus, you know, he had that way of saying, what do you want from me? What do you want me to do for you? He also had this way of going, if you want, then you will. If you want something, then you will. And in John 14, verse 25, it says, large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, of course, he doesn't mean hate, he just means by comparison. If, he says, if you want to love me, if you want to be my disciple, then you will do these things. If you want to be first, you'll start off saying, I want the attitude of being last. If you want to be the in charge, then you will start off with the attitude of, I really want to be a servant. He said it over and over. If, it's up to you. I'm not going to force you. I've got an A-plus life for you. You can get out of that weight problem. You can quit smoking. You can quit drinking or cut back on all of those things. You can get healthy. You can start exercising. You can replenish and reestablish and enrich your marriage or your relationship with your children. You can. You can get a closer and deeper walk with your Heavenly Father. You can get to know Jesus better. But it's up to you. Now, here's the great thing about walking in the kingdom of God. It is up to you, and it is up to me, to try, to really try. But God's going to do all the heavy lifting for you. It's not a New Year's resolution where you grit your teeth and you play your part, and you continue to play your part and do your role and be proactive. But God will help you when it's what you really want and you're really in tune with what He wants for your life. You know, in John 15, He says, if you want to bear fruit, you will remain with me. You will abide with me. You will hang out with me. You will spend time with me. If you don't want to bear fruit, fine, whatever. You may have your ticket punched to go to heaven, okay. But if you want to bear fruit, which is where the A-plus life is, he said, you have to remain with me if you want it. If you don't, then you won't remain with me. You won't hang out with me. You won't be with me. You won't pursue me. If you don't, you won't. But if you do, You will. And that is what is so incredible about God's economy, about walking in the kingdom. He really wants His best for you. Jesus wants that life for you. And He will do immeasurably abundantly, more than anything you can ask or imagine. But you've got to first say, do I really want it? So again, I ask you, what is it you want? And be honest with yourself. Is there even a remote part of you that truly wants what God wants for you? Is there any real part of you that truly wants what God wants for you? Or is this more the case that you want what God wants if it lines up with what you want? Is your I want list so pathetic and so shallow that it really consists primarily of me, me, me? I want her to change. I want him to stop. I want them to start doing it. If I could only have a little more, if I could only have a little more money, clothes, house, sex, affection, fun, variety, thrills, control, just a little more, and I'll be happy. And Jesus is saying, really? Really? Do you really want that? Because if you want that, then you'll pursue it with me as your Lord. If you really want that spiritual life, see, you know people who have that deep, rich relationship. And I don't care, maybe you even have a B-plus or even an A relationship, and I just use these terms, and I don't really mean we're getting graded by God on that, but maybe you really do have one. You can go further. You can go to the A-plus, and when you hit that A-plus, you'll look back at it and go, well, I thought that A was real, but it turns out to have been a C compared to what God can continue to do. And let me tell you, when you hit the A-plus, it's a moving and growing target, which is a wonderful thing, not a frustrating thing. It's never stagnant. You never hit the plateau and say, I've arrived, I'm here. There's always another A-plus. There's always a deeper, richer. But you have to say to myself, I have to be honest, do I really want this? See, Jesus says, Revelation chapter 3, here I am, I stand at the door, and I'm knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, what he's really saying is, if anyone hears my voice and wants to open the door, if anybody wants to hear my voice, I will come in, and I will eat with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne. He says, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear. He's really saying, he who wants to hear, you'll hear it. Listen to what I'm saying. If you want it, then you will have it if you seek it with all your heart. Try this for a grown-up, eternal perspective, really seeking that true, deep relationship with Jesus Christ. Try these for your I want list. Let this kind of settle in. First and foremost, God, I want to want. I want to want. Yeah, yes, I got to start there. You got to help me want to want. I want to want, but I don't think I really want enough. It's kind of like the father whose son, Jesus said, do you really want me to heal him? And do you really want? He said, I do believe. Help me with my unbelief. We got to say to the Lord, I want to believe. Help me to really want it. Because we know when we really want it, then we'll start to do something about it. I want to want what God wants for my life. I want to want what He wants for my life. Not just to accept it. Not just to say, that's God's will, I'll have to accept it. I want to embrace it. I want to want what He wants for my life. I want to be able to say with Him with full confidence, take away my free will. I don't want any more free will. All I want is your will. Do you really want that? Because if you want that relationship, you can have it. If you want to go deeper, if you want it to be more rich. Paul said in Philippians 3, I want to know Christ. I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection. Do you want that? For to know Him is to love Him. And a life guided by love for Jesus. A life energized by, motivated by, powered by the love of God as your Heavenly Father, that is the only true A-plus life. So I will say again, stop, reflect, pray deeply about what you really want in life. And then, with Jesus guiding the way, go out and get it. Go out and get it. With Jesus as your guide and your Lord, go get it. Reach for that life that He wants, that rich, full life. But be honest with yourself, do I really want it? What a great message. Listen, each week we put all this on the website. Check out the Putting Green at www.721ministries.org. So long. God's peace to you. I hope to see you next Friday.